5-9-3-6-7-5 on scene. You must be Ben?
Yeah.
What happened?
This is the weirdest day ever. So I went up to him to ask him a question, but it's that they've been pushing me off, and I have the audio I can play for you, just about the CBO score and the healthcare bill.
Uh-huh.
And he said, talk to my communications person. And I just sort of want to follow up with him, saying that, and he body slammed me and broke my glasses and landed on the elbow here.
What do you mean body slammed you?
He picked me up.
He slammed you on the ground?
Yeah. I can play you the audio.
Okay. And then do you want medical to take a look at it?
My elbow's hurting like the dickens, so okay. I just want to make sure.
593-675.
This is not normal, and I feel...
Medical can come in.
So yeah, this would be the audio.
Let's hear it.
I'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but here's not
going to
be time. I just
curious if I can
speak.
Shane, please. I'm sick and tired, you guys. The last time I came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. The last time I did the same thing, you... Yes, you just... The last time I did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
We'll come in and check you out here,
okay,
man.
Yeah,
you guys need physical injuries?
Plus it's going to just be elbows.
Can you discuss his name? Just box up.
You have your idea?
Yeah, I...
Driver's license too.
I don't think
you want to go inside and talk to them after you take a few pictures.
She had 4:10 left.
Who was the other guy involved? I heard you say their name here.
The communication staffer. Okay.
Alright. Okay, go ahead and start it. How's it going?
Good, good. Just whenever you want to visit Greg, let me know. Happy to.
Yeah, I'd like to. Just give me just about 2 minutes and can you hang out over by my car? Thank you. Then I'll be right back with you. You just stay with him.
Yeah.
Give me just 1 minute and I'll be right with you.
Maryland deal. White male, last name Jacobs, John Adam Charles, Ocean Boy Sam, first of Benjamin, Boy Edward Nora, John Adam Mary, Ida Nora, middle Carl.
Carry 675. Solid and clear.
Copy. County file, please.
Copy.
159-1240.
Hi. Hey. Alright. My name's Sergeant Secor.
Hi, Sergeant. How are you doing? Jason Tillman.
Jason Tillman.
Yeah.
Good to please tell you. Me you guys have videos in your office.
We don't have videos okay. in our office. If you want to visit Greg, I could...
Yeah, let me, were you there? Were you present for all this?
I was not present.
Okay. Were you present for any of this? Okay. Can you tell me what happened before I go talk to Greg?
That guy just jumped in there and tried to get in his face, ask him questions, and then the scuffle, there was a little scuffle.
Tell me about the scuffle, what that looked like.
I turned around and just saw him going towards the ground. And
this guy going towards the ground?
Well, both of them.
Who's both of them?
That guy and Greg.
Okay. All right, let's go talk to him. Thanks. What's your name?
Josh.
Do you have your ID on you, Josh?
Yeah.
It's a cool wallet. I'm just going to hold on to this for a second, all right? And if you guys are you going to be here a while yet, or are you trying to get home or what?
No, I'll be here.
If you just want to go in there, I'd like to end up getting a little bit better of a statement from you out of this wind.
Yeah, sure.
So I can just meet you in there.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Sergeant Seiko at the Sheriff's Office. So tell me what happened.
Well, I was preparing for an interview with Fox News, and this man drove me to a private room in the back, stuck a microphone in my face, started asking me obnoxious questions. Unfortunately, this journalist, this firm, The Guardian, we've had a history of problems with them. They had someone here 2 weeks ago. The guy kept interrupting meetings. We've had the same problem with this. It was very disruptive. I tried to explain to him that I was in the middle of an interview. He said, this is the only time I have to answer your questions. He was waving the microphone in my face. I said, well, you know, we really need to answer these questions. And I said, this is the only time we have. And he persisted. I asked him to leave. He wouldn't leave. He stuck the microphone in my face again. I probably shouldn't do it, but I reached out for his phone.
Yeah.
Because he kept shoving it in my face. He grabbed my wrist.
His phone was the microphone you're talking
about? Yeah, the microphone.
Okay.
He grabbed my wrist. Spun, and we ended up on the floor.
Okay.
So he pulled me down on top of him.
Who else was present during all this?
There was the, none of our staff was there. The team from Fox News was there.
Are they still here?
They are. There are three people there.
What about this Josh Helly? Who's he?
He's on our staff. But
that's your staffer?
Yes, he was not in the room.
Okay.
I don't believe
he was. All right.
I believe it was me, this obnoxious journalist from Guardian. Boxes.
Okay.
There's two gals and a guy.
So do you guys have like some sort of front desk security or something, or how's that work?
We don't. And we've allowed him to attend events, but his predecessor, the guy that was here, was very disruptive. He kept interrupting the events. We try and work with the press as much as we can. These guys are here for the UK. You know, honestly, I'll speak French. It's liberal media. They're trying to make a story. He's trying to create a story right now.
These guys that are in there waiting on you right now is from the UK.
No, this guy who
or the Guardian.
This the Guardian's the paper out of the UK.
Okay, yeah, I saw you had a Washington license. So I was curious about that.
Yeah, we have national media all over. They're trying to create a story to influence this election.
And just to confirm, you have no video coverage in that office at all?
There's cameras in there, but I don't think not our cameras.
Okay. So just to basically summarize what you just told me, he came in through the front door and went to a room in the back.
We're in a private room in the back.
Yeah.
It's set up as a studio. I was getting ready to do an interview with Fox News, National Fox News. And he interrupted, you know, again, started, you know, interrogating in a very intensive way.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to explain, listen, we had made the decision because they were so obnoxious. We were not going to give him a one interview. I didn't break in and get an interview. I explained that we needed to do it later. This was not the right time. He wasn't going to leave. And then he was stuck with his cell phone in my face again.
He went to go grab his phone, grabbed his arm, and both went to the ground.
Correct.
And then once you went to the ground, you got up or stayed on the ground. How did that go?
It was all a couple of seconds.
Okay. no more any kind of interaction exchanged after that, other than him yelling or whatever, because I heard the audio from it.
He said, my glasses are broken. At that point, we're separated, and he left with them.
Okay. Can I have your ID? You have that on
sure.
you?
Yep. Nice. Any injuries?
Do you have any injuries yourself?
I do not.
Okay.
No bumps, like going down hard or an elbow or anything like that?
Kind of, when he grabbed my arm, he kind of grabbed my wrist and pulled me into him. We spun, hit the table, and then went
I mean, now's the time we got people on scene if you want to be looked at.
Not a bad idea, maybe.
Tell you what, why don't you facilitate that? How would I go contact those Fox folks? Because I'd like to talk to an independent witness.
Okay,
You'll take me?
Yeah.
Tell me your name again.
Jason
Scott, thank you.
You bet, Scott.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, I'll be with you in a moment.
So no injury anywhere on you whatsoever.
Well, this wind makes everything much more pleasant, doesn't it?
Oh, I know. So much for a barbecue outside. I'm sorry, your first name, officer?
My name is Scott.
Scott.
Yeah. I always introduce myself by title until I know who I'm dealing with, you know? Thank you. I won't forget your ID, I promise.
Outside. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty busy right now though. Okay. DL check Idaho.
Thank you.
675 Tesla, okay. I've got an Idaho DL if you can copy. Male, last name, Edward Lincoln, Lincoln Edward, first Joshua, middle James. Fox News? Okay. So, my name is Sergeant Seeker with the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office. I'm trying to get a witness statement from you guys as to what actually happened in there. So, anyone want to start and tell me what they saw?
We can't. Is it possible for us to talk to you privately? So
that would be great. Can we go? I don't know this building. Do you guys know it?
No, we
don't. I don't want to die.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Can we use this table over here for just a second?
Sure.
I'm just asking the people a couple questions. Okay. Everything else is okay. I'm just trying to find a space.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah, no. I understand. Okay. Do you have a driver's license on you? Actually, everybody here. Was everyone present?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me your roles. Oh, so is someone a reporter? Someone's...
I'm a field producer. He's a photographer. She's the correspondent.
Okay, great.
Go ahead. My business card is different than my...
That's cool. I'll just go with it. Yeah. I'm easy. All right. Alicia? Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, so we were standing there. We're going to set up for an interview. Keith's photographer setting up, and Mr. James Forte came in. We were talking about restaurants and mic talk, and just before we were getting in, going to get him mic'd.
Small talk, get prepared. Okay.
Guy walks in, Ben Jacobs walks in, and he's got a recording device, and he just comes up and he does one of these, and he says, do you have any response to the CBO report on the healthcare bill? And Forte said something like no, or talk to Sean or whatever his name is, talk to somebody else. And the guy said, I just want to get a quick response, you know. And he said, no, no, just go talk to him. And the guy kind of just, he wasn't really in his face, he was just kind of like right here. But he was persistent. And then Gianforte grabbed him by here, grabbed him, and then took him and slammed him to the ground, and then jumped on top of him and started punching him and saying, I'm sick and tired of this, I'm sick and tired of you guys. And then the guy got up and said, you put my glasses, you, and I don't know what he said, he was really upset, and he asked for our names.
He wanted the police called.
And he said, I want the police called.
Do you know this Jacobs from anywhere else?
Twitter. I know the Guardian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know the Guardian. And then I looked up, then I looked up the hashtag on Twitter, Gianforte.
Can I help you?
No, I just heard voices over here.
I looked up the hashtag Gianforte to see if anything happened, and somebody said that Ben Jacobs was going to be posting something, and then I checked his Twitter page, and he said I'm going to be posting audio.
Okay.
Assault, and there was a TV crew in there.
And you guys are completely independent, you're not even from the state.
We're based out of our bureau in Denver. He's based out of Los Angeles.
So you guys don't know any of these players from Adam, really?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't even know it was him.
He didn't know it was the candidate.
Yeah.
Oh. He was still going in and out, getting stuff from the car, and went to grab two things.
Did you see anything different than what she just described?
No.
Tell me in your words from the beginning.
I came in with the recorder. It was like a little tape recorder. And put it in her chest. Started asking questions. Guy just got upset at him for asking questions. Said, let them know. And then, pretty much without warning, just grabbed him from what I could see around the neck. Body slapped him down to the ground. And there's a table between him and myself. And it happened quick. So I punched him like twice. Because as she was starting to move, it kind of broke up.
He punched him twice?
At least twice.
Where did he punch him at in his body?
I couldn't tell because there's
on
a table.
On top of him, it was kind of blocking the view.
There's a table between him.
Gianforte was straddling or something on top of him. Or just hovering over the top of him.
Hovering over the top because he took him down like this and then started with, I don't know which hand.
Okay.
But there was definitely at least two punches.
Okay.
I was the furthest distance and I'm not as good at hearing and I was messing with my own equipment at the time. So I saw him come in and was talking to Gianforte. And I could tell he was being insistent, but I thought he was with the campaign, like something that had to be dealt with right away. I didn't hear the Guardian, I didn't hear media or anything like that. And I heard Gianforte say, you know, something like, ask Shane, and then he got his voice raised, and he's like, ask Shane. And then it continued, and the same thing, it happened really fast, where he threw him down. But I thought, are they playing a prank on us? It happened so fast. And I saw
you him. Saw who throw who down?
Gianforte threw this guy, this Guardian reporter down, and I saw that too, and he was over him, because I was kind of like this, but the farthest away, so he was over him, but I did see punches landing, but at first I thought it was like a WrestleMania prank, some kind of weird prank punking thing, like he was, I thought he was playing with someone from his campaign at first, I didn't understand.
Until the punches started going.
Yeah, it's politics, not a schoolyard, right?
Because I didn't hear the Guardian part, and I didn't hear the CBO questions. I was the furthest away, and my hearing's not that good anyway.
That's what I thought, too. I saw that it was two campaigns. I had no idea it was a reporter and a candidate.
So, in your opinion, and this is one at a time, and I want you to all blurt it out, so I'll start with you. So, in your opinion, was what Gianforte did excessive for the actions that the other guy took?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I have the perspective of following candidates, 2012 election, 2016, where I run around with equipment by myself and I try and get sound myself all the time. You know, I just came from Quiz last night doing the same thing. So that kind of, I've never seen anything in my years of covering politics like that. That blew my mind.
Would you guys be willing to testify to what you saw?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Next question. Did anyone get this recorded?
No. When we were just still setting up, and I had to, mute my phone. I always mute my phones and start putting them away, and I was putting my stuff away, because we were about to start, you know, so, no.
I lit everything. The camera was just on its tripod off. We were just hanging out waiting for the interview to start happening.
Okay.
It's apparently about to hit Twitter.
Yep.
He asked for our names, and I just couldn't have done anything.
Who asked for your names?
The reporter. The Guardian. Who got us. Am I saying his name? I know it now, because I looked it up. I didn't know who he was when he walked in.
Yeah, after the fact.
After the fact, okay. I just figured it out.
He asked for our names, and then he left shortly. Like, it was like, what are your names? And then pretty much got it.
Right, he said he didn't want the cops called.
So whatever you were supposed to do, was it supposed to have happened by now?
Yeah.
Your jobs as reporters and stuff?
Yeah, and I actually do have an odd logistical question. Is he going to be here? Because they were asking us if we were still going to still do the interview. And so I just want to know my boss's answer now, because if he's been taken into custody, then
that's okay. Yeah, we're certainly leaning that way at this point, but, what I need to do at this point is I need to just go enter all your stuff in. I'm going to make a phone call to make sure that, of course, my administration understands what's happening, because this is about to be a national deal.
We're
all about protecting people's privacy and stuff, too, so. Let me go outside to my car. My car's parked right there behind the tree. I'm going to go over to that car. I'm going to enter in your IDs and stuff like that, take some notes. I'm probably going to grab a couple of written statement forms for you guys to fill out for me, too. And then I'll bring those to you, and then I'll give you an update of what's going to happen.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You guys just going to hang out here?
Sure. Yeah, if we're not here, we'll be
some more clothes.
And
I'll check with this guy to make sure he's cool with that for the time being. All right, thanks. Sir?
Yeah.
I got a couple of folks that I just took an interview from that are going to be sitting at this table out there. I know this is your workspace and probably your business here. Would it be okay if they just sat there for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Great. Okay, and we can kick them out to the hall when that happens or whatever, and their understanding of that. I'm just trying to keep them private for just a little while.
You got it.
Thanks. What's your name?
Steve,
I'm Scott. Thanks, Steve. Keith, I didn't get a phone number from you. I assume that these numbers are all good on these cards for you guys.
So my number's,
Okay. 3369. Got it. And Faith, this one's good for you?
The fax is bad, probably. Those are good numbers.
Okay, and then all these addresses where your residence, they're good? Okay. Keith, current address on here?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you know if I showed you hers?
Is your current address 107?
Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for your patience, you guys. I appreciate it.
Okay. How you doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
You still up there? I don't have enough tonight. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Can I talk to you outside for just a second? It's really windy and comfortable. Were you in the room when this happened? Because eyewitnesses are stating that you may have not been in the room.
I was right outside the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had clear view into the room, though? Are you telling me what you saw secondhand or firsthand, or just the first hand? This is on record, just so I want to make it clear.
Okay. Yeah. So, I heard the... I didn't notice the reporter go in, but obviously he was in there. So I was a few feet away from the door outside, and I heard the something hit the ground. I turned around.
So you saw him after they hit the ground?
Well, I guess yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. There's some legs moving.
You didn't see it. You saw him when they were on the ground, though. You turned around and they're on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And at that point, what did you see? Besides legs and arms, did you see anybody hitting anybody else? Did you see wrestling? Did you see doing snow angels on the ground? I mean, what did you see?
Yeah, I saw Greg hit the guy. did this before or something like that.
What do you mean hit the guy? What does that look like?
Close
like this?
Yeah.
And where did he punch him at?
I think it looks like it landed on his head.
On his head? How many times?
Bruise marks. I think I only saw two.
Okay.
Yeah,
three
maybe.
Alright.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Yeah, I know. Supposed to be politics on a schoolyard, you know, right? I'm gonna have to get it. I'll probably get a more detailed statement from you. You're still gonna be here for a little while.
Yeah.
Make yourself available, I guess.
I
guess he ain't going nowhere then.
Well, he already left with some other guys, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. His lawyer.
Okay.
Campaign manager, sort of.
That might be a good move.
My job is over.
All right. I appreciate your honesty, dude. Because when you work for somebody, it's not easy to say what you actually saw when it doesn't go against them.
Yeah.
But just sit tight for me, and I'll be back. All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
I'll be inside.